Welcome back to the Global OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rivi'i, the 15th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email, to sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call, that's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You can make a sponsorship for any point in the future, but the deadline for tomorrow is at 5 p.m. Eastern Time today. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Kenneth Brodkin of Congregation Kesser Israel in Portland, Oregon, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Brodkin slowly reciting our now daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And they will be followed by the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Achinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Brodkin.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be here. And I want to just thank the OU, the Orthodox Union, and Naftali Herman for arranging this call. It is so great to be together. And my name is Rabbi Ken Brodkin. I'm the rabbi of Congregation Kesser Israel here in Portland, Oregon. And I'm also the host of the weekly Torah Journey podcast. And as we witness a dramatic increase in anti-Semitic attacks across the country, we see a manifestation of a foundational idea, namely, words matter. If people in positions of power smear Israel enough times, eventually Jews become a legitimate point of attack. And at a time like this, we need to take to heart the words of the 122nd chapter of Tehillim, because there the psalmist exhorts us to seek the peace of Yerushalayim by speaking words of shalom. And in truth, shalom cannot be taken for granted. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches us, Hillel Omer, Hevu Metalmidav Shal Aaron, Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. Hillel says, be among the students of Aaron, loving peace and pursuing peace. The Maharal of Prague notes the implication of Hillel's statement. Hillel takes for granted that Aaron was the exemplar of shalom, as he urges us to follow that example. And yet the Maharal asks, why does Hillel consider it so obvious that Aaron was this man of peace? Seemingly, the Torah does not record such an idea. Now, it is true that in the second chapter of Malachi, the prophet teaches us that Aaron walked with Hashem, b'shalom u'b'meshor, in peace and uprightness. And plus, we find that when his brother Moshe was given a more prominent leader position than himself, b'samach b'libo, Aaron rejoiced in this inside of his heart. And so there are some clues to the idea that Aaron was a man of shalom. But on the other hand, it's hardly obvious from an obscure verse in Malachi or one sentence in Shmos that Aaron was a man of peace. And yet, there's a deeper issue at hand, because Aaron was, after all, the Kohen Gadol. And in his role as high priest, Aaron was the steward of the Mishkan, the very location where the Jewish people came together in shalom to form a deeper connection with Hashem. And there is no way that Aaron could oversee the Mishkan had he not been a man of shalom. And likewise, we are his students, loving shalom and chasing shalom. But going deeper, why specifically do we need to chase after shalom? And here the Maharal of Prague offers us a foundational idea. Namely, division and separation are inherent to this world. The very act of creation is God expressing his oneness via our multidimensional world. A new life begins with cells dividing. The story of mankind began with division, as the relationship of Cain and Hevel ended in murder. And if discord and division are natural to our world, then shalom, peace, is a state that transcends nature. And the only way we can attain that shalom is by chasing after it. And the words we speak are a huge part of that. Many years ago, I had a congregant named Alan, and one evening after Maariv, Alan asked me if I was upset at him, and I was surprised by the question, and I said, absolutely not. Is something bothering you? Well, he said a couple times, I felt like you weren't greeting me in show. I thought you might be upset with me. And hearing these words from him was a formative moment. I never intended to ignore him, but I wasn't mindful enough. I hadn't sufficiently chased Shalom. And from that moment on, I engaged with him in a much deeper way. And even when I was with him in the last weeks of his life in hospice, we looked at each other and we just knew that we had a very deep bond. And as we take that lesson forward, nothing matters more than the words we speak to one another. We have the power to infuse our world with Shalom. Just yesterday morning, I received an email from a teacher of my daughter who's in high school praising my daughter for, amongst other things, her beautiful comments in class. And the email just lifted me up for the whole day. And that's the amazing thing about our words. We can build Shalom at a local level. And that really is the message of the 122nd Psalm. As the psalmist says, L'man achai v'rei'i adabra na shalom bach, for the sake of my brothers and comrades, I will speak Shalom of you. L'man beis Hashem Eloheinu v'akshat tov lach, for the sake of the house of Hashem our God, I will seek your goodness. And so in these challenging times that we live in, we need to reflect deeply upon the goodness of the Jewish people as the nation that is connected to the Devar Hashem, the Word of God. And as we reflect on that goodness of our people, we will speak words of Shalom on their behalf. Thank you. We'll now continue with the four chapters of Tehillim, and we're going to open up with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam natseach mizmor l'David, ya'ancha Adonoi b'yom sarah, yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadaka, yizkor kol minchosacha, v'olascha yidash nesala. Yiten lecha chilvavacham, v'chol atascha yimalei. Niranina b'yishu asacham, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonoi kol mishalosacham. Ata yadati ki hoshi Adonoi mishicho, ya'anehu mishmei kadsho, b'gevuros yesha yimino. Eile varechev, ve'eile basusim, v'anachnu, v'shem Adonoi Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu, v'nis odad. Adonoi hoshia. Hamelech ya'aneinu biyom kareinu. We will now continue with Perek Chaf Gimel, the 23rd Psalm. Mizmor leDavid Adonoi ro'i lo echsar, binos desha yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev yancheni, demaglei tzedek. Laman Shemo. Gam ki elech bege tzalmaves. Lo irara ki ata imadi. Shivtecha umishantecha. Hema yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan. Neged tzorarai. Dishanta bashemen roshi. Kosi rivaya, ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni, kol yemei chayai, v'shavti beveis Adonoi, li'orech yamim. And we will now continue with Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'malos, Esa einai el heharim, meayin yavo Ezri. Ezri meim Adonoi, osei shamayim va'aretz. Al yitain lamot raglacha. Al yanum shomeracha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan. Shomer Yisrael. Adonoi shomeracha. Adonoi tzilcha al yad yaminacha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka. Viyareach balayla. Adonoi yishmorcha mikora. Yishmor esnafshecha. Adonoi yishmar tzeizcha. Uvoecha. Me'ata v'ad olam. And finally, we will do the chapter Kuf Lamed, chapter per Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasicha Adonoi. Adonoi shima bikoli. Tihiyana aznecha kashuvos lekol techanunai. Im avonos tishmar ya Adonoi miyamod. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Kivisi Adonoi kivasa nafshi. Velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi ladonoi meshomerim laboker. Shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi. Ki im Adonoi hachesed. Veharbei imo fedus. Vehu yifdeh es Yisrael. Mikol avonosav. That concludes our Tehillim, and we will now continue with a Misha Beirach for the Cholim as we daven for all those who are ill. Misha Beirach Avosenu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, David, Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, V'Yirapeyas, Acholim. We'll pause now for everyone to insert names of their Cholim that they know and love. Baavorsh nispalel baadam b'scharzeh kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachmim aleihem lachlim amal raposam lachzikam l'chayotam yishlach lehem mehera refuah shaleima min ha-shamayim l'ramach evreihem u'shitag yideihem v'toch shar chole Yisrael refuah ha-nefesh refuah ha-guf hashta b'galah v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. And we will conclude now with the words of Achenu as we pray and daven for all of our brothers and sisters, the entire house of Israel. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzara u'b'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam u'bein b'yabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotzeim b'tzara l'ravacha u'miafela la'ora u'mishibud l'geula hashta bagalo v'zman kariv v'nomar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Bratkin. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, healing for all those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as you'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Yaakov Danaroff of Birkat Eliyahu in Far Rockaway, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.